One Idaho man is working to introduce visually impaired people to a whole new world of sound. He's teaching the blind how to identify birds using only their calls. Samantha Wright recently went on a field trip in a Boise park to find out more about these blind birders.
Steve Bouffard has his eyes closed, and he's listening intently on the edge of Veterans Memorial Park.
Well, that's kind of blasting your ears out. Song sparrow.
He smiles and turns toward a group of people climbing out of cars. Bouffard is an experienced birder, and the people are learning the skills they need to navigate blindness. Bouffard rounds up the group and heads down the path toward the trees.
We're going to head over this way.
Oh, okay.
On a gravel trail. Let's see what we can hear here first.
Everyone stops. White canes are held motionless. A guide dog sits down patiently. In the quiet morning, Bouffard immediately picks out several birds by their calls.
Starling, cowbird. There's a robin warbling over to our left. Song sparrow. Oh, there's a quail singing behind us.
The students are taking classes from the Idaho Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Some are already blind, some are losing their sight. At the Commission's Assessment and Training Center, they're learning how to use a walking cane, a computer, a wood saw, even how to cook, all without sight. Today, they're learning something fun.
The Western Tanager. I thought I heard one. They sound almost like a robin.
Bouffard's goal today is to teach this group of blind students and teachers how to identify the birds they hear.
When you talk about birding and visually impaired, and it doesn't normally compute, but it really makes sense. When we do bird surveys, most of it's by sound. We count and identify by sound.
Bouffard has been birding for at least 55 years. He worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and managed the Minidoka Wildlife Refuge. That's when he got the idea to take blind people birding.
Okay, we're going to turn to the right a little bit. Okay, there's another footbridge coming up. Okay, there's some ducks in the water. Maybe they'll quack for us.
At first, the group is quiet. As they move deeper into the park, they start to smile and ask questions. Rob Felix is a student at the training center.
I had my reservations because usually I associate birding with being with my vision, but since I don't have it, it's been interesting. I'm catching the nuances out here.
Felix lost the sight in his left eye over a year ago, the right eye just recently. When he had his sight, Felix hunted turkey, dove, and pheasant. Now he's looking for another way to enjoy birds.
I like to joke that since I lost my sight, my eyes are open. Nope, and I pick on my family when I tell them that they're visually handicapped. So this is a whole new experience, and I'm enjoying myself.
After a little time on the trail, Felix already recognizes dove, quail, and blackbirds. Soon, Bouffard halts the group in a clearing. He pulls out an iPod and dials up a bird call.
That was a red-winged blackbird.
He tells the group anyone can learn how to identify birds.
Well, you start out easy. You know, you learn the birds of your local area, and then with these tapes and smartphones and iPods, you can learn them. But the way I learned it mostly is I see a bird or hear a sound that I don't recognize, so I go try and find it. And then it sinks in.
Bouffard turns the group around and heads back to the parking lot. It's been less than 2 hours, but it was long enough to convince Rob Felix to become a birder.
It'll be something, just another way to relax and just get my mind straight. It's just cool. It was. Not what I expected. I had my doubts. I share this with my family.
Bouffard loves doing this. He watches as people perk up and start to smile as they begin to recognize the bird calls. He calls it the wow factor. As the class packs up, the once hesitant students show their appreciation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's a lot of fun to share nature, to share something with people who don't think they can enjoy it. I mean, they don't realize that they can enjoy it just as much as anybody else.
Bouffard says he's writing a grant to get enough money to plan more birding field trips with the visually impaired. For KPSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.
Thank you.
Our kids. They got it.